I'm Charles Reynolds with the Reynolds AV representative for Mass Road Carillons.
I hear you installed this that you're taking out right now.
Yeah, I did the original installation way back when, which would have been in the 80s. Because back a few years.
I mean, you're here installing a digital version. So you've seen a lot of changes in this industry, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes, and some things, you know, still remain the same as far as that goes. The clocks, well, when I started back in the early 70s, they were all mechanical clocks. Then in the mid-80s came the digital clock. The music was on tape, a modified 8-track cartridge up until the early 90s. Then it became compact disc. And then about 3-4 years ago, they came out with their solid-state digital player, which has all of the bells digitally sampled, digital samples of 246 struck metal bells. Not exactly a MIDI player, but it's a modified version of that. Records the information and then generates the sound. Usually about the same method as the digital pipe organ does. What we call the functional bells, which is the Westminster, the Hour Strike, that is still going to remain struck metal. Actually generated live as the at the time it's required.
So that's what this is here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. This box stays.
That's going to stay. Yeah.
I'm Don Roll, director of the Student Center at Shepherd University.
And you're getting something exciting today, aren't you?
Yes. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for a long time, going from 1980s technology to the current digital technology that we're going to be getting installed today.
Mm-hmm. Now, how, other than this being digital, are there going to be any differences between what you had as far as the music goes and what you're getting now?
Yes, we'll be playing three selections every day. The alma mater will play, the new fight song will be playing, and the John Denver song, Country Roads, will also be playing. So the three songs have been selected that we want to play three times, each of them playing different times of the day. So there'll be three times that you'll hear it.
What does it mean to you to finally be able to have this done?
Well, it's a combination of 15 years, approximately, of working in this direction. The main thing was to get it functioning again, because it wasn't when I came here, and getting it going again. So we did that. We did repairs to keep it going. But now we're entering a new era where it'll be digitized so that it will play without having to worry about the 8-track tape jamming up in the machine.
My name is Mark Adelsberger. I'm the graduate assistant for Student Center Operations and Conference Services.
Mm-hmm. And you helped with getting the new Carillon in?
Once we knew that we were going to move forward with this, I was charged with getting the music together. So I'm a graduate of the music program here. So he asked me to try to find the a rendition of the alma mater, the fight song, and Country Roads that could be played at those times. So I worked with members of the music department to try to find sheet music that we could give to the folks upgrading the system so that they could put it in and we could hear it at 12, 3, and 6 like Don wants.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like? I mean, were you excited to be working on this project?
Absolutely. I was thinking about this as the bells were playing and as we were back there. And I just, bells are such a great part of a community. I mean, hearing the bells, whether it's at your church or what have you, hearing those bells is great. And the fact that Shepherd's providing that for Shepherdstown is awesome. So that we get to be that sound throughout the town, that they'll hear our fight song and our alma mater and Country Roads. And it's going to be from Shepherd's campus, from the student center, the center of the campus itself. And it's just going to be ringing through the town. I love it. I love that I was part of this, and I love that I'm here to see this upgrade happen.